Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I am here for you, man. I am here for you 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And sometimes I throw in an extra episode just because I want to. So since this is your first time here, thanks for checking out the show. If you like it, share it with people so they can also enjoy the show and share the positivity, because you know what? It's all about being positive and being happy. And that's what this show is about. And if you can hear in the background, I don't know if you can hear all the sounds that I'm hearing in the background, but right now I'm in the Great Smoky Mountains. I am experiencing just serenity now. I'm experiencing some happy vibes, some totally peaceful vibes, and getting in touch with who I am and walking through the woods. I've been hiking a lot with the family. I've been checking out nature, and I've totally cut myself off from social media. And I tell you what, it is the most fantastic feeling I've had in a long time. Getting away from the social media, getting away from all the hubbub and all the crap that people have been saying and on social media. It's time to unplug. It's time to just take a break. I talk a lot about just being happy. And if there's something that you want to talk about and something that's in your world that's really bothering you want to talk about, you know where to go. You need to go to bepositivepodcast.com/your story. Tell me all about it. I'll talk about it on an upcoming show. And hey, I might give you a shout out, just like Susan Martinez from South Florida, an old high school friend who has been my friend for 40 years, for God's sakes. It's just fantastic. But I think she listens to the show. I'm not sure, but I just wanted to give a shout out just because. But the reason I'm recording this now, I'm so blessed to be able to take a vacation. First of all, with everything that's going on in the world, it's ridiculous what is going on. And there's so many different sides to the story. There's so many different things that people are trying to deal with, from the masks and the virus and the paranoia and the fear and everything. The world is so upside down, and there's so many different opinions that it's hard for people to actually get a grip on what's real anymore. And reality is actually slipping away. And I say that because I really think that the reality of life is slipping away from people because they're paying attention to social media. They're paying attention to the media. They're paying attention to what people are propagating on all the social media platforms. And everywhere you go, people are talking about what is wrong with the world, what is wrong with society, what is wrong with people not wearing masks, and people are freaking out. And everybody is freaking out about everything, and they're living in a state of fear. They're living in a total state of paranoia. They're afraid of everything. And when you live in a constant state of fear, you break down your immune system. You break down, you're always on the defense. Your body cannot, regroup. And just like the story that I have to refer back to, a story that I was told a while ago about when a deer is being hunted. There could be, here it goes like this. Say a deer is by the water having a nice drink, relaxing, eating some food, relaxing. And all of a sudden, they get the alert that there's a lion coming to attack. So what do? They go into fight or flight mode. They're afraid. They're living in fear. They have to go in survival mode, full-blown survival mode, which is it's an instinct. It's an animal instinct. It's a human instinct. It's an instinct that we all have, survival mode to survive. And it happens when you are afraid of something. So if you're a deer drinking water and a lion comes up, you go into survival mode, and all of your everything in your mind and everything in your body goes into survival mode, and you have to do whatever it takes to survive. So your body says, okay, I'm going to take all of the things away from your regular functions to go into survival mode, to actually prepare for survival. So all of the things that are creating antibodies, all of the things that are generating the good electrolytes and all the things in your body that keep you healthy and help your immune system, those are all shut down because the focus is now on survival. So your body says, okay, so the deer would say, okay, I need to survive. So it takes off running, and all it does is run for its freaking life to stay alive because that's what you have to do. So you're thinking, the deer is thinking about nothing else other than staying alive. That is the number one focus. It doesn't care if it's hungry. It doesn't care if it's running through fire. It doesn't care if it's going to run off a cliff. All it is thinking about is surviving. And the same thing happens with human beings. Is right now, everybody, I'm telling you right now, everybody is in freaking survival mode. I am here in the Smoky Mountains today. I'm on a nice vacation with the family in a nice cabin overlooking the Smoky Mountains. And I am blessed to be able to do something like this. I cannot believe, first of all, that I am okay. I'm allowed to do this. I can't believe that my family has been blessed with this opportunity to go to a place like this. This cabin is unbelievable. The view is unbelievable. The relaxation is unbelievable. You can hear the sounds of nature behind me. We're going on hikes, and we're hiking in the Smoky freaking mountains. It is incredible. And we are bonding as a family. The phones, there's no signal. There's no gaming. There's no news. There's no nothing. We're in a cabin in the Smoky Mountains and just being one with nature and bonding as a family. And I tell you what, what this does to your psyche when you isolate yourself and get away from the normal life that you're used to, the 9-to-5 job, the everyday, the news, the social media, the social media alone will rip you apart. But the fact that I don't have a connection to the internet, really. I don't have my Facebook, my Twitter, my LinkedIn, all my social media accounts that I can be on 24/7 and get all the alerts and all the news things and all the stuff that society is talking about. And I'm just isolated and I'm being one with nature. And then I go out into the world. I go out when we're not hiking and we go into maybe into Gatlinburg where there is a tourist area and we go to check out some stores. And I see all the people that are so afraid of life. They are so afraid of living that they are so pre-programmed and so brainwashed that they have everybody's wearing masks. Everybody's afraid of everybody. Everybody's jumping out of your way. No one wants to touch anybody. No one wants to talk to anybody. No one wants to be, you know, you don't have a mask. And it's almost like there's two types of people now. There's the people who wear masks and the people that don't. And the people that don't, it almost makes me feel uncomfortable if I'm walking down the street, 6 feet away, of course, without a mask. People look at you funny. And it's just amazing to me that we have come to this point in society to where we are able to believe what we are told blindly. And we are not researching and making good quality decisions about our life. And at this point in time right now, where I'm making this, I'm standing on the balcony of my cabin. It's nighttime. I'm looking out over the Smoky Mountains going, wow, I wish everyone could feel this sense of bliss and relaxation and release. And there's no pressure. There's no stress. There's no, oh my God, there's a virus out there. There's no, oh my God, I'm out of work, or my life is a shambles, or there's so much crap going on. There's none of that. I have put all that away, and I've let that all go to the side, and I am just living in the moment, living in the now, and I am okay with it, and I'm lucky, I'm blessed, I'm so happy that I can do that. But you know what? You as a person, you can do whatever you want. I've chosen to take myself on a vacation away from people. And as crazy as that sounds, I think it is the best thing that I've ever done. Now, I'd love to say that I planned this vacation myself and I made it all come together and made it happen, but I didn't. My wife did, and she put this together in the past for a year, and it's coming together fantastic. And a lot of this vacation is not like other vacations. It's not like, oh, we're going to Disney World. Oh, we're going to Busch Gardens, or we're going to go do a resort. We're going to hang out with a lot of people. We're going to go do all these fun things. No, this one is so appropriate for the time that we're in at this moment. It's an isolation vacation. It's a cabin in the freaking woods on the side of a mountain overlooking the Smoky Mountains. I'm telling you, I cannot believe that we're able to do this. But thank God my wife is so smart that she found some good deals and we can do this. But if you can find a way to get away, and I hate to say get away from reality, because reality is what you make it. It is what you want it to be. But if you can find a way to get away, and maybe you can't get on a vacation. Maybe you can't hop in a cabin. Maybe you can't drive for a half a day and go to Tennessee and get a cabin. And maybe that doesn't work in your budget or your lifestyle. But maybe there's a way where you can shut off the outside world. Maybe there's a way you can just step back from all of the bullshit that we're listening to and all of the negativity that is being fed to you 24/7. From your work, from your friends, from your family, from TV, from media, from everywhere, and just get away. And I'm telling you, if you just can find a way to get away, even if it's in your own house, take a few days off and just disconnect. And I'm going to say that again, just disconnect. If you can disconnect and find a way to get into your own world and you find your own happiness and your own relaxation, then do it. I'm lucky we got to get this cabin, and I wake up every morning, I'm looking out over the freaking Smoky Mountains, and I'm like, I can't believe that this is where I am at this moment in my life. Maybe you're not there yet, but you can do whatever you want to do. But I think at this point in the world and where we are, it's time to unplug. It's time to stop arguing on social media. It's time to stop fighting. It's time to stop trying to convince other people to think the way you think. And it's time to believe in yourself, believe in your thoughts, believe in what you think is right, and make yourself happy. And if you're happy and you're living your dream and you are not putting anyone else down, you're not talking crap about anybody else, and you're doing something for yourself and your family, and you are doing something that makes you happy, then who cares what other people say? This is your life. No one else has the data to compliment or to talk about your life. No one else has the knowledge about who you are. No one else can tell you what to do because they don't know you. They don't know you. You know you. So find a way to unplug. Find a way to get out of your normal rut. Whether even if it's just going into your room and listening to some good music for an hour or two and turning off your phone and stop responding and stop playing into everybody's hands on social media and unplug, you would not believe how invigorating and how liberating that is and how much that will help you. So My challenge to you here, as I stand here and look out over the Great Smoky Mountains, is to find your Smoky Mountains, to find your bliss, to find your serenity, to figure out how you're going to continue to be happy and how you're going to cleanse. You know what this is? Okay, I'm going to say this. This is basically a cleansing of all the toxins that have been fed into my mind and my soul from TV, from media, from people, from everywhere I can think of. I'm cleansing. And I tell you what, I've been here about 3 days. Oh, I never want to leave. I will have to eventually. But the cleansing of the negativity is something you need to do. If you can't get away, if you can't get out of it, if you can't isolate yourself, then meditate. Sit in a quiet place. Listen to your thoughts. And clean that shit out, man. Clean that shit out of your mind. Because the negativity, the living in fear, the constant living in survival mode is going to just bring you down with everybody else. So I just hope that you can figure out your quiet place and how to get in touch with yourself and actually enjoy your life. Because once you cleanse that stuff, the enjoyment goes back up. And don't put so much focus on everything outside. Focus on you, your family, your life, the people you love. And your life will be great. So that's all I got to say about that today. This is just going to be a quick post. It turned out to be 16 minutes, and that's not what I planned on. I was just out here on the balcony, and I just wanted to share with you how easy it is to let go and to get rid of all the toxins that are coming into our lives that are screwing us up. You can do it. Turn off that Facebook. You know what I did? I turned off my notifications on Facebook. So that way when I'm ready for Facebook, then I click on Facebook. And then I see all the notifications. I'm not getting a constant bling, 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 bling all day long. And you know what? That helped a lot. That's a good start. So try that. Turn off your Facebook notifications. Turn off your Twitter notifications. Turn off all the notifications. So that way when you're ready to find out what's going on in social media, it's up to you. You're not being dictated to when you need to listen, go to social media. So, because we're like Pavlov's dog. You hear ding, you got to pick up your phone and see what it is, right? If you don't hear that ding, you don't pick up your phone. Try that. It's working for me. It can work for you. All right? Well, that's all I got. I got no music for the intro or outro. This is just an on-the-fly podcast. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.